This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Curry couscous.
Oh, that looks amazing. Oh,
yeah, that does look amazing. Man, I probably would have ordered that had I known food was being ordered.
Oh, I never asked anybody.
I know, that's some bullshit, Kev. You an asshole.
He's like, have you not noticed that my food gets here?
I know, and I'm going to keep doing this to make him uncomfortable.
And he's like, and you got until June, because.
Oh, shoot.
You almost made this water come out of my nose.
You got until June to make me feel too uncomfortable.
Kev don't think about his friends, y'all.
Oh, you try not to have it on the camera. Listen, I was doing that for a while. Then I said, I'm living a lie. I am living a lie. I drank it.
I got to take it out.
I had that same thought with myself. I said, am I virtues. Doing the boycott, or am I just don't want to hear nobody's mouth?
Yeah, it's virtual. And not want to hear nobody's mouth if it's a good one. That's the reason why I didn't take a brand deal from them. I said, no.
I wouldn't do that.
Oh, Starling?
Yeah,
they off. I said, I can't do that. I said, I wouldn't do that. I'm going to still drink.
That's boycotting.
Yeah, because that's money that I, and it would have been good money. And but I that's said, I can't do it.
Boycotting yourself.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah. That's not you, boycotting
you
them.
You stand.
Give a damn with them. People thing. If you're trying to find a corporation and good morals, then you're going to have to die. The company of Jesus. True. That's the only company in good morals. I don't
and
care
if it's
what.
Ran by people, it's probably not going to be no good.
On,
it's a movie.
I saw it on the plane. Marcus was like with Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, even in death, them folks was taking advantage of black people.
Especially in death, they going to take advantage
they
of
They had
us.
A partnership with the Baptist National Convention of Baptist things. They had the church folks selling the coffins and all the death stuff at increased prices for black people.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what the movie's about. That's
I heard somebody was talking about, some podcast I was listening to, and it was talking about how when the war happened, and it must have been World War II, anyway, and black men were called, maybe not World War II, anyway, war. Black men were called, and they were sending money back home to their wives, and the wives didn't have to work. They made it a law, and like, I feel like it was one of the Carolinas, that black women couldn't stay at home. They had to go out and work, so the white people could have nannies and housekeepers and da-da-da-da.
What?
Yes.
They were like, now somebody got to be the help.
I don't know if it's true. I'm just saying I was listening to a podcast. Yeah, that's what they said.
In fact, they made it illegal to sell for banks to sell property to black people.
It's insane.
Yeah. Cadillac.
The way that
made
they
made it illegal to buy for black people to buy a brand new Cadillac. Black people had to get them used.
That's why I got them.
Is that why black people like
Cadillac? That's why in the 70s, Cadillac finally saw how much money they could make. They said, we won't advertise to them, but we'll change the law so they can actually buy a Cadillac, because that's where the money going to come from. And that's why I love Cadillac.
Everything is racism.
Yes.
You Everything. Hear that, Taylor Swift? 1830s, you can't go back far enough.
Why are you blaming Taylor Swift? She's 16.
I was in Washington. Every pastor either had or wanted or traded in a Cadillac. Remember?
People aspired to have a Cadillac.
It was the car of pastors.
Yes, because in El Paso, that wasn't.
Oh, they're saying it's true. It was in North Carolina. Thank you.
Cadillac Escalade is what I got to prove them that I have whatever I want.
Prove you wrong by buying your product.
The big
give it to
my
me.
God.
Give it to me.
You think we ain't got the money for it? We was in we was going through the
come on, you got it.
Airport.
There you go.
We was flying American.
The way I thought you was going a different direction.
No, we don't have no status with American like that.
I do. Don't do me.
Hilarious. Well, you couldn't get us into the thing.
Oh, that's true.
He's like, I don't know what that status is, but it ain't one that's helpful.
Sure.
We went to the little lounge.
Why is this not moving?
The lady was like, you don't have status with American. I was like, so can we buy it? And she was like, I mean, it's $150. I said,
no, listen.
Let me pull out my Delta Reserve. You think $150 ain't nothing?
Now, you pulled out a Delta Reserve in the American Airlines?
1,000%.
Okay. Absolutely.
And I want you to hear the sound when I plinked it down. I said, plinka, 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 plinka,
plinka. Because it loud. It loud.
And we went in there and got our champagne, looked around, used the Wi-Fi.
I can't drink champagne no more. I think I'm over it. It gives me gas in my stomach.
It's disgusting.
You know what I found out helps with the bloating, the gas? It's fermented foods.
Like kimchi?
I was just about to say that.
Oh, what? I don't know about. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
all over the internet soda? Right now. I'm out. I'd rather have gas. If it's kombucha, I'm out.
But I found out.
It's disgusting.
Wait, how does poppy help with bloating?
Is it from it?
Because Jesus said.
Well, then yogurt. Help. Can I just have yogurt?
Yes, unless the dairy tears you up. But if you have the probiotics in the dairy. In the dairy, but I just found that out as I was looking up the procedure. They were like, now what'll help with bloating is, they were like, we in American diet, we don't have a lot of fermented stuff. Like sauerkraut, we don't have that on a lot of our foods.
There's a reason that Drink calls himself Champagne Pappy. It's the same thing. Is people convince themselves that they like champagne the same way they convince themselves.
Well, the only problems I want are champagne.
Because they're not good.
Problems.
Well, no, champagne is good for digestion.
May your pain always be champagne.
Y'all drinking it like it's good.
I actually like the taste. I think
that's
a bar.
Somebody said
that. I think that's a bar.
I think somebody had wrapped that. The only pain I want is champagne.
I never heard that list, but I love you.
I am hungry, girl. I need something.
Me too.
Like
that's, peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Somebody tell me if that's the bar.
That's for you. You need it for later. You're growing boy.
Huh?
Well, he got extra
that's
fruit.
Like
he
that part of Dumb and Dumber.
I know he did. He's an asshole.
He said he got a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Kevin kissed my ass.
Remember that part of Dumb and Dumber when Lloyd's hands were cold? He was like, you want an extra pair of gloves?
I'm my glad I didn't get you them jackets when you was cold. Yeah.
Oh.
I am so glad.
Oh, Marcus Lamont.
Yeah.
Wait, what just happened?
I heard it. I would have got jackets for everybody in your family but you.
He would have just got them all medium
just
size.
Medium ass jackets.
I make my
Here you go.
You.
Here you go. Zay, I got two for you.
You jackass. He's such a jerk.
How many more weeks you got to this?
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly. So why should payday?
Right?
The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin'. Earnin' is the app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin' app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Let me tell you some reasons why you might need to use Earnin', okay? Maybe you got friends renewing their vows after 20 years. You want to get them a good old gift, okay? Something to bless their soul.
Or you are the couple that's renewing your vows.
Or let's say your little puppy got sick and you need to take it to the vet. You're going to use that Earnin' to help with that. Or maybe your tire on your car just said, I'm done with you. And you need to get a new tire. Earnin' is there to help you. Mm-hmm. All right. Listen, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Make Earnin' a part of your financial routine. Enjoy Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think of Earnin', I think of financial stability. Security gives me a lot of peace of mind. I think you'll love Earnin'. And this is what we want you to do. Download Earnin' today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin' app, type in beautiful.
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 Under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Under podcast. Subject to your available Earnin's location, daily max, and pay period max. See Earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin' is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Fabulous. Welcome to the Bald and Beautiful podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Reggie.
I'm Angel.
Tanksley in the building.
Oh, boy.
All right. And this lash wants to come off so bad. We are the Bald and the Beautiful, and we're going to be here for the next 6 weeks or so to talk about some of the things that come out on this podcast. It could be kombucha and fermented drinks and food to gas to Earnin'. We're going to start with a segment we call Last Week Today, where we talk about anything that happened last week that you want to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Tank and go this way, because I feel like Kev was thinking.
I sure was.
I saw it in your face.
What happened last week? I don't have a good enough memory week to week.
That's me.
I don't be
known. It's why I lose arguments.
Tell her what you did, or you don't want to tell it on here.
I thought I was going to put it on ours.
We can put it on ours. We got our own audience. This got his own audience.
Last week.
You're not going to tell that story?
What can I tell the story? Here's the thing.
I don't know where this is going.
This is what I found out. This is what I see. Technology can mess up with Angel, and it can just be technology's fault.
Okay.
If technology messed up with me, that means I did something
how
wrong.
You just heard him tell him
what you did.
Yeah, I agree.
I can tell him what happened.
Anyway,
then.
This is what happened.
Okay.
Angel texts me.
Is it going to cause an argument?
Angel texts me. No, because my memory ain't good enough, so I ain't about to argue. I'm just going to be like, you're right. Angel texts me. She was like, oh, yeah, we need to donate to the school. I'm okay. like, bet. Cool. She was like, I'm going to do this much. I said, all right, I'll match it.
That's what we had to do because we already made a pledge. So yeah. we had to, I did have, he did have.
Got it.
So I go in there to the little link. I look at the donation thing. They start off with some big, big numbers. This is a private school, y'all. This Correct. Is how they pay for stuff. So they start off with some sizable numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Just a button to push and you automatically donate it. I said, I got to make sure I don't do that. Let me go down here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I want to type thing, in.
And mm-hmm. I type in.
Yeah, I need more control.
I type in my little 3-digit.
Yes. Correct. Correct.
My little 3-digit Correct. Amount. Pat, pat, pat.
Yes.
Donate. Screen goes back to the original screen. I'm like, it don't look like it went through. Let me try it again.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Marcus.
Just my little 3-digit thing. Pat, pat.
3 digits times 2 is 6 digits.
Pat, pat, pat. Donate. It loaded. I was like, oh, okay. Boom, thank you for your donation. Cool, your donation is confirmed. Bet. That was a week ago.
Okay.
A week later, we about to get up. This is Saturday night.
I done fell asleep on the couch. It's 1 a.m.
1 a.m.
Okay.
I get a notification on my American Express on my phone. I'm like, I must be part of the tuition or something. They must be taking section by section. Angel, why the hell did we donate $10,000 to the school?
Oh, my God. Angel, you could have donated on the first page.
Wait, what? I said, there was a $10,000 deduction on my card.
Give it back. Give it back
so
now,
we don't know what's going on. We like, they must be like starting to take chunks of tuition, whatever.
Listen, time. I don't want to say this. Marcus is being like, oh, they taking tuition different this year. That's crazy. I don't know why y'all do it like
man,
that on the
Saturday
night.
Weird, but hey, how do they get their money as long as these boys Marcus, in this school?
Marcus quite literally wakes me up, and I am so discombobulated. He knows I got to be woken up a specific way. And he's like, Angel, why are they taking $10,000?
Like, now, there ain't two numbers, 3-digit numbers, that equal to $10,000.
That's what I don't understand.
I would have accepted. I would have accepted.
That's what I wanted to know. What was y'all doing?
If I donated $999, I would have accepted if it said $2,000. That's my bad.
Right.
That's on me.
$10,000? They're about to name the basketball.
$10,000?
I said $100.
No, not in this school.
You got
like,
a statue erected.
Listen.
So we ended up that night. This is about by the time we figured out, oh, somebody done fucked up.
Because I'm like, this is what made it so bad. I'm sorry to interject. That day earlier, I paid for Lil Marcus's summer class or deposit on it. And then I paid for the gala that they have. And I'm like, this still does not come anywhere close to $10,000. Then I was like, no, it was your American Express, not mine. And I said, was it the donation? I said, here's my receipt. It says $250.
I go back to my receipt.
$10,000.
One donation, though. Just the one.
The first one didn't go through.
Ain't no way.
They said, man, what you really need, you put one. We're going to put all them zeros that you put twice into one time.
I emailed that night at about 1:45 a.m. Sunday morning. Look, there has been a mistake.
Grave mistake. Y'all,
this needs to be corrected, blah, blah, blah.
Immediately.
Right after that. Yeah, American Express. Hey.
You know, American Express don't play no games.
There was a charge on my car.
Yes.
So, dude, he asked about what happened. He said, well, give them time to rectify it.
Nah, take it off.
That's what I said.
I unenrolled myself from that school.
Now, he said, just give them. He said, this is still within the time frame.
No, it's not.
We can still take this off, but give them time.
No.
Don't let me come down to America.
Take it off now.
This is how bad it was. She responds to me on Sunday morning, later on that morning.
The woman from the school.
From the school. She said, yeah, I thought this was weird. Angel's
Y'all
donation.
Be like that.
Angel's donation came in, and then right before Angel's donation came in, yours came in, and I was gonna call you first thing on Monday. Yeah. Don't even worry about it. You be talking on Sunday. She said I'll refund it. $10,000.
They already knew.
They said
I'm sure.
They said they seen that and said these ain't got this.
Hello? Put it back. Yeah. Who is this? Y'all know who it is. When y'all talk about it, y'all.
But American Express got to know you better, because American Express really should have sent you a fraud alert.
Yeah.
Hey, this don't seem right.
Right.
I just want to confirm.
Y'all acted different.
On that other, on her car, this makes sense. On his,
something's off. Right.
Now, carburetors.
Yeah, hey. This was nothing but an O'Reilly's or AutoZone. What are you doing?
Exhaust fans? Absolutely.
If I fill up my tank, American Express will email me.
What are you doing?
If I fill up my tank, American Express will be like, ain't no way in the world. Somebody got your car?
That's funny. That's funny. She getting gas?
No, that's fraud. Can you confirm you're actually at the Chevron?
I said, Jacqueline is tripping over here on this goddamn.
Oh,
I need to equal both amounts that I put
that's
that I typed in.
That's what I don't understand.
So I had, I had a headache from being woken up and then was nauseous because I was just like, okay, all right.
I said, we ain't donate nothing else.
Ever.
Oh, Mars in the school now. He going to have to graduate. I ain't donate nothing else. This is, I'm going to show him the
by
receipt.
By that time, you got to get a refund.
Nah, 8 years from now, I'm going to show him the receipt.
Every
y'all
time
remember
y'all
this?
Donate.
Yeah,
sir, that's from 2024.
Yeah.
You see how much it was, though? All right, you take a little bit at a time.
Yeah, I ain't got my name nowhere on this school yet.
Oh, it definitely. It Marcus,
go photo that receipt in his wallet.
Oh, yeah, laminated.
Sir, would you like to? This is a bank scale.
It's going to be a bag.
$10,000 in 2024. These cookies are $2. Yeah, I did
$10,000. I need.
Subtracted from that.
Oh, that's so funny.
Everything y'all was ever going to get from me.
Lunch ain't free, but they ain't paying for no more.
Yeah, I'm glad we told it here because Melissa's reaction
that was
great.
That was hilarious. Man,
what?
10 stacks.
$10,000 is outrageous. Stacks.
Y'all shouldn't even let me donate that.
Right.
It was a button you could push to
it
donate
was the
that.
Literal
that
first,
lets you know.
It's the first thing toggled.
So it's pre-done.
It goes from
$10,000 it's convenient
to 5,000
for the folks that are definitely
to something
doing
else
that.
To $1,500.
I'm out.
Mine wasn't even $1,500.
Like, we had
if
to
I
type in
$1,500
how small
twice.
I was.
Yeah,
I,
I'm typing.
Small enough.
Y'all ain't got a button for $100?
No,
you gotta type it in. That's how I know I didn't fuck up.
You need to do manual labor if you want to donate that little amount.
If it said $25,000, I'd have been like, all right, I messed up. I messed up. Right. But a one was nowhere in none of the things that I typed.
You know what? I bet you that happens to other people.
They
but they be
care.
Too embarrassed.
Shit.
We're never embarrassed.
Black folks is like, I don't know who y'all think this is. Give it back. Yeah. I'm on my way to the school right now.
You
if
got
I don't get it, I'm socking somebody out.
Look, you got in your wallet what I was donating.
Right. Yes.
Right now.
Ooh. You got in your wallet?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was.
I'm happy you got your money back.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't know what we were going.
That's
I was like,
funny.
I was
no,
like,
I said,
we were
I said,
both,
all right,
we were
no
both
more.
Planning. And I
in my head, I was like, all right, so the Continental, I ain't doing nothing else to that. This is going to have to stay stock the way it is. The Mustang, no more carburetor stuff. Okay.
That's so funny when you have money issues, your mind.
Yeah,
like,
so I'm going to have to boost taste to it. I'm going to have to get. See if get some real celebrities on there.
Listen,
with Tank. Melissa, look, I don't know if you, but you definitely gonna do Tank with Tank.
He's knocking on y'all door, Melissa.
Hey, you know Kirk, right? You and Will Smith
again. Get Will the horn now. Listen, tell him bring 10,000 with him.
All the friends of the pod.
Everybody.
Bring 10,000 with him. We can talk about the
movie. Cost you do his little thing that ain't a podcast, but it's a podcast with my boy Tank.
How much? 10,000, man.
Josh,
it's a long
sell
story.
Some clubs and let me and give me the money.
It was Mara on the horn. Simple bake.
Oh, we simply baked
the cookies now.
Coke is going in the cookies. Y'all
oh,
gonna be addicted to these cookies.
Oh, it was so bad because it was just more so of we weren't expecting to spend 10,000
right.
on something that we won't see.
Matter of fact,
it's nothing.
We canceling. Look, we ain't going on this trip.
Ain't no.
I was like, okay, Angel, you don't need no procedures. You know what? You don't need it.
Look,
if Mama likes, let's get it cracking again.
The Ritz in Westlake is
a wrap.
Good enough.
Right,
you got some Ritz crackers.
No. Right, I'm out. We're just going to put just balloons in our room and make it feel like we went somewhere
all
else.
Right.
That's best to be.
That's hilarious. Spin around three times.
Yeah.
You in Cabo San Lucas.
We are vacationing. Yeah.
Get your phone and zoom in on some palm trees and this potato's an island.
That's hilarious.
Oh, so that was Marcus's island. This time last week. Huh?
Great sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Great sharing.
That's so funny that we was doing our taxes a week ago, a month ago, and I mistook what they thought we owed.
Hold on.
And I said, man.
Hold on, what?
They said,
first of all, that's the worst thing.
Watch this. Because you know, you waited for that number with bated breath.
Oh, yes, you are.
Because we've been trying to get set up to do quarterly, but it just, it's thing after thing and the extensions and stuff. So they told us a number. And I doodled and peed a little bit. I said, I'm going back up to Angel. Here's the thing. Tupelo, Mississippi, 6 nights only.
Yeah.
6 nights only.
We got a show at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m.
And now you're looking for the response of, oh, sorry. Oh, sorry, we meant this number. You looking for that? Like, oh, okay, that's better.
Man, I was about to say, meet and greets, not even a show. You just give me $50. I'll take a picture with you. I ain't not doing no stand-up. Y'all want to meet me so bad? Yeah, I'm going to be having bees. I'm going to be having bees off 35.
Cash only.
Cash only. Hey, I'm going to have my IRS rep right here. Yeah. Let me touch it for a second and just hand it off to him.
Low key cash is the way to go.
Out there praying over
that's
people.
How you get under it.
Start a church, man. I gotta get some. I gotta get tax free, baby. You're gonna be Kev on Stage Church Incorporated. It's first thing of $1,000 each, and we can do a meet and greets at the pulpit.
There
man, that's the look.
But that, cash only.
Cash only.
Our first house when we thought what our mortgage was gonna be.
Oh, oh the lies.
Oh, oh, and that final number came in out.
It was so different. The number was so high.
We were like, hey,
I got a question.
Y'all can have it back.
Because they give you a lurie number.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
not. It's never the real number.
Well, because we didn't come in with no down payment.
None.
We came in with a smile and positive attitude.
That's how we came in our house.
It was great. Hey.
How much y'all want to put down? I could write my name down, and she could write her name down.
And then, so how much that equal for y'all?
I can put down people as I pass them. I can talk about you like a dog.
I don't think we even had $1,000 say when we got our house.
We did a financial money class on that first class. That was our down payment with our time.
You had to take a class with Acorn. And that's what me and Melissa, we ain't know much, but we knew one thing. Because they try to sell us on them 5 to 7 year arms. And we was like, but what about the 8th year? Yeah. Oh, by then you could. We said, nah, that don't seem right. That was when we had to take money out of each check for the mortgage. Here go my 200, here go your 200.
I only just recently stopped doing that.
You need the final 200 from each paycheck.
Yeah, savings account.
Let me tell you, the way that woman, we didn't know anything about mortgage insurance.
She saw we was about to cry.
Oh, yeah. we didn't know anything about mortgage insurance. And then we also didn't know anything about property taxes. Uh-huh. Homeowners insurance we knew about, but that was so inexpensive.
Yeah.
So we looking at the thousands. And if y'all don't know, California has one of the highest state property taxes you could ever get. So when we saw the... almost $1,000 more on our what we thought was our mortgage. I was like,
this ain't what you told us, lady.
I could feel the air leave the room. And I remember that woman said, come on, she prophesied. She said, one day.
She was laughing at us, first of all. Yes, we almost did. In tears.
Little Latina lady.
She's giggling.
Aww. She said,
bitch, I'll rob you.
One day.
It hurt my feelings. Over laughing at us.
She was the, what do you call the person that does the thing?
So notary?
Notary. Yeah. She was a traveling notary.
Then he stopped working, I'm a robbie person. I'll rob you right now. Play
she
with
said,
me.
She said, one day you all will laugh at this amount. She was like,
she
this,
did prophesy.
She did because
I still don't laugh at that amount.
That's how I am too.
Ain't nothing funny about that amount.
What she was saying was that this amount will be so small compared to what we will be paying, which it is.
Yeah,
I would love to go back to that
still ain't
number.
Funny.
I would love to go back to that damn number right now.
Oh, I think about that all the time. Me and Melissa's first apartment was 685. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, all I got to have is 322. And this thing is 322, we get to live another month.
$300 every check. Man. 150.
And then our next apartment was 850.
It was something like
and
that.
And then our mortgage was $1,000.
$1,200.
Look at y'all winning. Our first little place together that had, which was great, it came with its own roaches.
It came with our roaches, had wonderful interstate sounds.
Because we were right there by the 405.
I could spit on cars as they were driving by the 405.
Right by the 405. The kitchen had one drawer.
One drawer.
One singular
y'all
drawer.
Y'all owned a house or the apartment?
No, it was an apartment.
It was, but it did have a little
Yeah, the
loft.
Neighbor's pet roaches would come over every now and then.
It was $1,200.
Woo!
$1,200.
I moved him here from Kentucky from a house that he was paying. House.
I had a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath house.
Two-story,
massive backyard, beautiful front yard, white neighbors that made money. for $495 a month.
My God.
That's crazy.
And then I said, you come to this here, Van Nuys, and we're going to pay $1,200
Had to drop, walk past the Van Nuys Latino drug dealers, the mean mug me every time I'm doing my laundry.
Yeah, it was great. My car got broken into there, and then we moved to our next house. And how much was that payment? He remembers it exactly.
$2,772.26
Oh, y'all got money.
That was
the
house, the first house we bought.
Subtract $1,000 That's what we thought we were paying.
$2,772.76
Yeah,
that's what we thought we were going. That's what we end up paying. We thought we were going to be paying like $1,800
Oh, from the $1,200
To $1,800
That makes more sense. This then you jump to $2,200
27
Oh.
This reminds me of the dumbest thing I ever did in my life.
See, I was dead.
Yeah, I was going to rob a woman every week. You know, just you make it a thing.
Give it $300
You know why I'm here.
When I bought, turned my Ford Focus in and got me and Melissa our own cars, and I thought I made a great deal.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. You did what? Wait, wait.
I turned that Ford Focus in, came back with two cars.
It was a brand spanking new Ford Focus that I signed for.
A Honda Passport. And I had a 96 Honda Civic with a car note. The car was $4,000 total. I said, I give you $99 at a time.
Sure,
we had that thing on for 5 years. We done paid for three Civics. The guy was like, you don't have $4,000?
No.
$4,000? I'm going to come up with this.
No,
give it to me $99
but the
at a time.
Cool part was how proud you were. Oh. You and AJ.
Lisa came to the house. She was at my homeboy's
house. I was trying to be a good wife and not tell them that y'all was a fool.
I said, tell us come out.
I said, voila.
Tell her come outside.
I drove that thing to the counter.
He was looking at him.
Like it.
Hold on. He said, look.
I know you thought I was coming back with one car.
Two.
Two.
One of which is a 96 Civic.
That car was so old.
So you had a car note on this, but listen, it's only $99.
It was only $99. That is true. That is 100%
true.
Come
on with that anytime.
Anytime. Meanwhile, the Honda Passport was the worst car that Honda has come out with to this day.
I was going to say, because Honda don't make bad cars.
No, that car was, because it was nothing more than a Zuzu.
Azuzu.
Oh, yeah.
That's
we opened up the thing, and it said Azuzu on the engine. I said, wait. The outside says something else.
What a Frankenstein car.
I said, what's Azuzu? What? The outside say different.
That car was trash.
That was probably the last one they sold. They probably went in the back like, this nigga
I feel like
this.
Not soon after it arrived on the Honda was like, we don't sell these no more.
That this next Thursday, not, they were like, we don't even know why we did that.
I don't even know why we did that.
We're going to focus on motorcycle engines and... Doggone, have that lease.
This is actually a lawnmower. We just dropped the Honda body on it.
That's exactly what they did.
We had a car note for a good minute. We all did. 4 years of that.
We sure did. That was dumb.
What was in your mind when I came back with you?
Oh, God.
He's a good man.
He's a bad man.
I was trying hard. I was like,
he's a good man.
There's so many times in my life where I probably should have said, Kev, you don't think that was dumb. But I didn't.
She stood by you.
That's
the problem. I was walking around full confidence. I was just like, man, she's loving this guy.
But that's how you get a Kev on stage. Because now he's confident with all the stuff.
And now I've been telling them, don't do that.
She's like, let me reel some of this
back
in.
Yeah. Because that's dumb, Kev.
Because I don't
want
to know another Azuzu.
Okay, anything else? We might be done with that. Go ahead, Angel. I forgot that was just Tank.
Last week I was in the studio recording another song.
Nice.
And it was great. Marcus is helping me feel more confident in what I originally write. Like, it's a collaborative type of process in the studio. And he's like, no, what you wrote originally worked better.
Stick with that.
Are you vocal producing?
He do be.
Yeah, it's every now and then, but I like this a whole machine going. So I'm just like trying not to. When I see everybody going in a direction that I disagree with, I'm like, I ain't about to throw a wrench in this whole operation. But I will voice it to her like, no, that was bullshit. This over here that you, when we rode there, the stuff that I heard was better than what y'all did as a collaboration.
Is that how you say it, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and so me trying to get a little more confident in the space, because I'm fully aware I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But in a way, also being like, but that's fine. I don't actually have to know what I'm doing. And my opinion still matters because it's my song.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's my opinion.
I was like, I heard a...
No, I just think y'all, it's interesting how confident you are. But you study Melissa, you study Marcus. And Melissa be coming across, be confident to me. And she'd be like, I need you to be right here, though. And just mm-hmm. be with me. I need you to just stay over here.
Well, I need vocal affirmation. So after every take... And I'm seeing them kind of talking in there. And I'm like, press the button because mm-hmm. I need to hear something.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully I'll get out of that. And I'll just be like, I don't care if y'all thought it was good or not. Release it. So
release the hounds.
So, yeah, I was glad that my voice didn't go out. It was fun. We didn't finish the song, but we will go back and finish it. So, yeah, that's all I did last week.
That's fun. Kev?
Last week I was my wife's armor bearer.
Come on.
I was her assistant, mm-hmm. and I was mm-hmm. shooting content and stuff.
You did great.
I did. It was funny because she was at a...
He did.
I saw the
rest. That's the confidence we all need, but mm-hmm. Kev had...
I know what I'd be good at. I was like, you killing this, Kev. It was funny, though. Lissa was... It was at the Legends and Lilies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was... I don't know, 1,000 women probably.
I don't know.
It was a good amount
sure.
of women.
Mm-hmm.
And Lissa was like, sit next to me. I was like, looking around. And it's no men sitting down. I'm like, listen, I can't eat right here because all the men were just like on the perimeter. Mm-hmm. It was working.
They were working.
I was like, let me go back here with the people. She was like, nah, sit with me. I said, girl, I can't be up here in the middle of the thing eating chicken as the only man. Nah, let me eat the chicken in the back quietly behind the cameras like I'm supposed to. But no, it was good. It was fun to see Melissa in her element. I was saying this on the, here's the thing, but I'll say it again here. Lissa was up there with Sarah Jakes Roberts.
Sonya Richards Ross,
Cheryl Brady, and Lady J was the host. Mm-hmm. And Lissa stood up there and with her 10 toes down, feet done, amen, and
don't do me.
Stood her truth and said her stuff, and it was great. I was like, that's my wife. She's the one on the right.
Yeah, it was great. I just want to add that Sonya Richards Ross is the sweetest person on planet Earth, and that's why she should not be on The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
She was on there.
Yes. She's so sweet.
She's off now?
But she's been on there for 2 seasons. I don't know if she's
the
off.
Last two
I heard seasons? Mel. Well, I think Mel told me she was off. I hope she is. I'm not trying to get her fired if she ain't. But she is the sweetest person
certain
on planet Earth.
Gotta be.
Yeah, you got to have a certain.
Yeah.
And I just think this woman is the sweetest. Kev made that post about the grief post. And then I had messed
up. That's what
up.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I had messed up and read the comments and it made me cry. Oh. And she caught it and was like, are you going to be okay? And then immediately I was like, oh, crap, I need to get up.
Oh,
I can't stay here.
Real life, she saw it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I can't stay right here right now. I'm about to start crying. She's about to ask me. And if you ask me too many questions, I'm going to cry even more. So, like, I need to get up. So I ran to the back to, you know, kind of console myself and help have Kev help me get together. And she was like checking on me the whole time. And I was like, you don't even know me from Adam. And I just can't take like how sweet you are. And aww. she was just very sweet. So I just want to say she was just a very sweet person for the 3 second interaction that we had. It really wasn't long, but she was just really, really sweet.
That's remind me what I was going to say for last week, mm-hmm. but it slipped my mind.
Okay. She's not on there.
That post was good now.
That grief
Let
post.
Let me tell you, that was good. That was good content, mm-hmm. Kevin.
Now, so many people have hit me up on the, like, DM and been like, what were they saying? I thought I was the only one who got like this, who thought like this, which is what I thought. I don't know if y'all see the,
man, hell with these social media things.
No, they don't want you to see your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I have all of y'all on my favorites on Instagram, tells the app. Josh too. Whenever they post stuff, send it to me.
I don't see Angel stuff.
I don't see all Melissa stuff.
I don't see none of y'all stuff.
Good luck.
But anyway, people have DM'd me and stopped me like, man, that video meant so much to me. I was talking about it last week on the podcast where I was thinking.
That's what I put the two and two together.
Yeah, that's the
when
video
the mic
I was, talking
was
about.
On and we were like, can they hear? And you were like, let me shut up.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's the video I was talking about. What are they doing out there?
They
Josh?
Are being
you
loud.
Open the door too much. I'll be like, boy,
no, we
shut
need to get
up,
a sign
man.
Out there that says,
"Shut up."
No, just wrong office.
Yes, for real.
That's
Cause
true.
Because every time they come in,
you're never coming
wrong
here.
Office.
You're literally never coming here.
It was such a good post, Kevin. It was funny, yet very vulnerable and very relatable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let me read this message to y'all. I'm not going to say who sent it, but this is the most recent one. Your grief intrusive thoughts vid was so real, bro. I ain't been the same since my pops passed. Pretty much stopped tweeting because the pain outweighs the joy. I want to laugh, but can't. Cracking jokes and fun on the timeline doesn't hit the same way it used to. The fight is exhausting. Seeing, hold on.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, hold on.
Hey, Josh, she put the food by the door, man.
She sure did. The fight is exhausting. I know you lost your brother not too long ago, and my prayers are with you as you continue your pain. I just want to thank you for the realness of your video through your vehicle of humor. I guess there was a reason. I happened to glance at Instagram the other day. You touched a lot of folks with that. It definitely impacted me and even made me laugh and smile with great memories. I sure get emotional. I needed that grief video. For the first time, I feel like I can at least start to heal a little bit.
Yeah, it was good.
And beautiful. I was like, dang.
That's beautiful.
And that was the light version. Sometimes my mind go darker than that, but I was like, I don't want to go too crazy for
people. No, it was the right perfect look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so many people were like, man, one of my friends was like, on Twitter was like, the chicken part, because I did like chicken mini. He was like, anytime I see pickles, man, I'd be like, my brother, because his younger brother passed. He was like, my brother was a pickle man. Like, he loved pickles. And what I also realized is, Melissa says this a lot, and it's so true. Like, people be going through stuff. We all go through stuff. Mm-hmm. The amount of people who have lost children, mm-hmm. who are our age, adult children, mm-hmm. the amount of people who have lost siblings. Like, you feel, when Jay passed, you feel like nobody's yeah. brother ever died that was 40. Right. People have lost
yeah.
their
yeah.
siblings at all ages. Their yeah. parents. I mean, people, losing your parents is sad, but it's not unusual for people's parents to right. die before them.
Yeah.
Losing your siblings while you're both young or losing your children is tough.
Josh. Just come on.
Like get over does. Here and get it yeah. in, you Joshua. Just,
Kevin will do it right in the middle I'll of somebody
I'll walk butt naked across here if I had to.
Thank you, Josh.
If the chicken was over there.
Oh, okay.
It is crazy. Even with the thought of, I was talking to my mother yesterday and I forgot who I was thinking about who had recently had somebody pass. But it made me think, damn, both of your parents are gone, mama. Mm-hmm. And you lost a sister when you were in your 20s. Like, I don't even, sometimes when you think about it, personalizing it as far as in like, oh, ain't nobody lost a brother in their 40s. Even with my mother, I sometimes forget, like, you didn't have some people going about.
Some people have lost more.
Listen.
Some people have lost two kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, teenagers and 20-somethings. Yes. Somebody from Stacey. One of our previous churches. Yeah. My cousin lost both her siblings in her 30s.
And her dad.
Dang. All young.
You know, we got a close friend. Is she down to one sibling?
Yeah.
All of her people gone.
I didn't see the post. Sorry, I'm also looking for a fork. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the post, but this is something I find interesting about social media is when people go on, people pass, people die, you got people on that take that like a celebrity passing. I remember this was probably about 2 weeks after Kobe Bryant passed, maybe a week or two. Me and Angel, we had some content. We ended up posting it. It was somebody in the comments I'll never forget. Y'all need, before y'all go around cracking and jokes and smiling and laughing, y'all need to think about, we recently had somebody that just passed. Think about that.
Kobe passed?
This is after Kobe passed.
Yes. They were referring to Kobe.
They were referring to Kobe. I was like, I don't know what the exact words. Of course, I had to call him out rudely. Mm-hmm. But I was like, first of all, that's something I never post about is death.
Mm-hmm.
My father passed. Didn't nobody see me post about that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put up a single post. Y'all pray for me. Because that's not something I do publicly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I have a problem with when people, not to say that people don't miss Kobe and they, sorry, passed. If when you think about Kobe Bryant, you think about a basketball jersey, you're not truly grieving.
Right.
There are people that know him as his first name. They know him as daddy. They know him as uncle or whatever, or brother. Those people are truly mourning.
I think there's different levels. I was grieving.
No, there's different levels, but it's just like, don't think this is going to affect my everyday life.
Yes.
When I have a family to feed and I have things that I've gone through a whole lot more tragic than someone passing that I've never met and don't know and don't know me.
And also, it is hard for people to understand that people process everything differently.
Very much so.
How you process grief, we could all know the same person that passes away, or a person is close to us the same, like our mom or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're going to process it differently.
Completely different.
So you can't be like, because you grieve differently than I grieve, you're grieving wrong.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Or you're not grieving. Because yeah, you might not. When I am sad, I don't make videos. People be like, you ain't got through that. You don't know how many days I'd be like, let's be knowing. Mm-hmm. But I just don't post those days, or I don't post nothing new that day.
I think it's more so with this thing that he's talking about is the consideration that, like, when you all were going through Jay's thing, there is a level of consideration we're going to make because we realize the person you all lost. Unfortunately, when Kobe left, nobody in our close circle had an intimate relationship with him. Mm-hmm. So us posting content, we're not doing it in consideration for the people that watch our content, right? Because not to our knowledge, his wife, Vanessa, was not a follower of ours. Like, yeah. The person wanted us to give consideration to them as if they lost them. Their father.
Right.
In how you gonna sit here and joke in my face?
Right.
Like my daddy's just gone.
The amount of people I done lost in my family, like people that I know that I grew up with,
like
I feel bad for that. But guess what? Life gonna keep going.
That's the cruel part.
They gonna go in there and eat that chicken when you cold in like, that coffin. They gonna be crying for two seconds.
Pause. And it'd be like, no, those 2 seconds are already gone.
Listen, when we was at the funeral, it was so weird. I remember thinking, I was like, and this, people have passed away, but nobody's close as Jay. I remember being there because me and Melissa got there early, early, early. And I remember people driving by who weren't going to the funeral, just driving. I said, y'all just going about your whole day, driving past this church. And we was outside in our dark with the hearse and all that stuff. Oh, you just going to work? You just going to Sonic? You just getting a little treat?
Your life just keeps getting to moving on.
You just got to go to work?
No.
And then the crazy thing is our bills still came.
Oh, listen.
They weren't like, we know what you did, who you lost. They was like, is it the first? That 22nd he passed? That first, our mortgage was like, yeah, anyway, here's a man. God bless y'all. They didn't even say sorry.
Lil Marcus flew back with me. Or no, we all flew back together. He ended up, because I remember I walked to get the vehicle when we flew back after my dad passed. Anyway, this is when I was still contracted at the airport. I walked through the office of where we were, you know, of the where I was working, because, you know, I just had my luggage and stuff. I was like, I can just walk up here and say what's up to everybody. So I'm walking in, everybody in there working, just going on about their day. Hey, Marcus, hey, how you doing? Everybody laughing. Hey, good to see you. I'm still hurting.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to look at them like, y'all know my daddy just passed. What you doing?
You over here making content.
Yeah, I'm over here holding it together. People, oh, sorry to hear about your loss. Thank you. I don't want to even hear that.
I don't either.
I don't want to hear it.
Really?
I realized it. Because people I don't know, they'd be like, I am so sorry.
Like in person, you don't want to hear it.
Yeah, they mean well. I understand people mean well, but it hurts to think about. I'm like,
you going about your day. Now I got to sit with that for the next couple hours. Because I might not even have been thinking about it right then. I remember we was on the Spectrum set, and I'm at work. I got to be, you know, Ball Brothers. And one of the producers hadn't been on set in a while. And she hadn't been on set since Jay passed. And she was, he meant so much to me. I said, hey, man. Because I got to go to work now. Mm-hmm. You keep on talking like this, y'all going to get the worst performance out of me ever. Because I'm going to be, you want to be sad. I'll get up in here and be sad. You know, so I don't get mad at people for meaning well. But I also be like, I wish you didn't.
you want the sorry for your loss.
I think I do. Or I shouldn't say that I necessarily want it, but I don't think it bothers me. I don't mind it at all. Because I do know that people mean well. And the other thing is I've realized that grief is so like personalized that it's hard to really know what to say. Yeah, like what for do sure. I actually say to somebody? Because what someone like with me and Kev, what I may appreciate, Kev may not. What Kev may appreciate, I may not. And so it's really hard. So I kind of just, you know, I know you mean well, child.
I always give people the benefit of the doubt when I know they mean well. Yeah. I'm not mad at them.
One of the best pieces of advice I got, actually, my friend Teresa actually just texted me when Danny's dad passed. It was actually the day we were supposed to do a final inspection on the house that we're in right now. We're supposed to do a final inspection that day. And I was like, I don't really know what to do because this needs to be done, but like I want to be there for her. So we ended up canceling, or did you go?
I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember. No. Danny's you didn't dad? Go. Yeah.
We went and watched Bling Empire with her.
No. But the house inspection. Did we reschedule it? I don't remember what we did. Anyway.
Ours. Yes. Our house inspection?
Yes.
I think we rescheduled it.
Okay. We rescheduled it. Yeah, I know. He was all over the place trying to remember.
Yes. The farther away things get, the more it's cloudy been, the it's been a few memories years. Be.
So we ended up rescheduling. We been ended four. Up going to Danny's house, but I called my friend Charisse because she was there when our other friend, Shari's mom and dad died.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Both her parents had died. And so I was asking her, I was like, I never really have been around people that like in this capacity when someone has that close to them have died. Mm-hmm. So like, tell me what to do. Mm. And one of the best pieces of advice she ever gave me was let them lead.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let them lead. Go in there and don't have a plan. Don't have an agenda. Don't like try to coax them, because that's what I was, honestly, that is what I was feeling like. Okay, so I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna order food. We're gonna sit down. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do like trying to, so you know, kind of keep them busy moving up out of it or whatever. And she was just like, let them lead. If they're sitting there and they want to cry and discuss memories, sit there, cry with them and discuss memories and laugh. Mm-hmm. We ended up doing a little bit of that. We ended up cooking. We ended up ordering food. And we watched the first season of Bling Empire. And that is literally what we did that day.
Wings, ice cream.
We ordered Popeyes, I think.
Yep.
It was something random.
The fact that y'all cooked and ordered food.
Man, we just was doing stuff.
We was just doing stuff.
Eating biscuits and stuff.
They would have put on tap shoes if that's what Danny needed.
Yes.
Okay. And Danny was like, I just don't really want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Can we just watch the show and have...
But we talked about it earlier. We talked about her dad, her relationship with her dad, some of the memories that I'm sure you guys, if you have her cookbook, some of that stuff is in there and kind of the inspo behind it.
Yeah.
But like... We did a little bit of that. We did a little bit of crying. And then when she was exhausted of tears, when I tell you one of the best things I have done that day, and one of like, I don't want to call it a favorite memory, but it is something we talk about with Danny all the time. Like you, because Danny will say, you remember when my daddy died? Mm. Yeah, and we watched Bling, We watched the entire first season. It was the best distraction that ever could have happened.
One of my friends, she lost her mom, and they ain't in California, they're on the East Coast. But I remember trying to give them, I was checking in on them. Mainly I call her husband and like just check in. And I was trying to give her some distance to deal with everything. And then I called her one day and I was like, I realized I didn't let you tell me what kind of friend you need me to be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. I said, so I'm here to be whatever kind of friend you need me to be, whatever you need. Whether it's just somebody to talk to, somebody to cry with, somebody to laugh. She said, I just want to laugh. I said, nigga, say less.
Yeah.
For about 4 months, I was deaf comedy jamming it up. I just had on the phone cackling, all the like texting, cackling. That's all you need?
Listen, when Tony lost the rain, I was asking him what he need. He said, just keep this pool game going. Because we play iPhone pool. And when Jay passed, he said, what do you need? I said, you keep this pool game going. Because I got a whole bunch of stuff me and Melissa was dealing with. Mm-hmm. And them times that I'm just taking my turn, even if I scratch on, I lose the game. For them little bit of 30 seconds, I ain't thinking about no funeral costs, no flights to buy.
Yeah.
You know, you keep this pool game going. And I think that's advice. It was Cheryl?
It was Charisse.
Charisse. That was like...
Y'all got too many shift friends.
I know. I said Cheryl.
Cheryl, Shari, and Charisse is the same friend.
I was like, why are you saying Cheryl?
And Cheryl...
Oh, that's Shaw Charisse.
Next time y'all meet a Shaw,
that's what the boys used to call her. Shaw Charisse.
I know.
Next time y'all meet a Shaw, go. I can't have you in my life.
What's your middle name? Laquanda? That's what we calling you, or you ain't in the group.
No, yeah, Tony, we do the pool and archery. And I remember one day I took like a day to like do it, and he sent the like... where you at? I was like, my bad. Come, yeah, turn. Take your turn.
But I think that's also good friendship. Just like, it's good care to be like, what kind of friend do you need? Mm-hmm. Outside of grief. Mm-hmm. Like, when Angel and Josh got me in trouble in New Orleans, they were like, what kind of friend?
Why we got to be getting you in trouble?
Y'all got me in trouble in New Orleans and said,
what kind of... You got yourself in trouble.
What kind of friend do you desire? Friendship, I think people...
That was an understanding of what friendship is.
That's what I was going to say. I think people underestimate the effort. I would say, maybe it's just in this age. Let me say this whole thing and see if y'all agree. I think people misunderstand how much effort it takes to be a good friend, period. Mm-hmm. But I think older in age, it takes more effort because I think in certain parts of your life, high school, college, church, mm-hmm, work, mm-hmm. you are a lot of times friendships are associated with that location.
For sure.
Like we got the class together, we're on the sports team together, our kids are on the same soccer team. When you don't have any of those things, it takes more concerted effort to be a good friend, mm-hmm. to spend time with each other, carve out time, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. to make compromises and stuff. And also, at our age, you know, 30 and up, big fours, Josh is closing in on 31, 32. Mm-hmm. No.
He just stepped in. Yeah,
so you're about to be 31, ain't it, or 31? 31? When you're an adult and you don't work with those people, it takes time and catering. And the same way a romantic relationship changes, what mm-hmm. Melissa and I desire changes as you go along, a plutonic... Is it plutonic or platonic?
I think it's platonic.
A platonic relationship mm-hmm. has those shifts as well. And to maintain those friendships takes more work than I think people realize mm-hmm. to maintain a good friendship.
Not just that. At my big age, I realize that my expectations for my friends are different. Mm. Based off of, I have now accepted people's capacities mm-hmm. in meeting them where they're at and also giving myself permission to meet them where they're at in my own energy.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I have friends that I'm not going to be able to have certain type of deep level conversations because mm-hmm. they actually don't even have the capacity to go that level mm-hmm. or whatever. So I don't put that on them. Me and Denora can be on the phone for 2 hours delving into political stuff, religious stuff, stuff dealing with just our journeys in life. I might not be able to do that with somebody else, but that doesn't mean they're less of a friend to
for
me.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
So as I've gotten...
Go like this, Angel.
As I've gotten older as well, I have learned how to like more so cater my friendships to be the most successful
yes.
versions of them and mm-hmm. realizing that what I can give to maybe somebody like Abrisha is not the same thing that I'm going to be able to give to my best friend of 30 some years, Nina or Erica. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to grief, let me tell you who can tell you exactly what they need. And I'm grateful for it. Marquita, who has dealt with grief more than anybody that I know. She's good at, this is what I don't want you to do. And I was like, orders will be followed.
Listen, what to do or clear what not to do, mm-hmm. equally beneficial uh-huh. to me. It don't make me know, never mind. Mm-hmm. You could tell me straight up, I don't do this, I don't like it. Done. Because mm-hmm. I might have done that thinking it was... You know,
helpful.
Thinking it was helpful. And now you're like, and now you done pissed somebody off. Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to hear about them sending prayers and mm-hmm. thoughts and prayers. You know what? They actually aren't helping.
Listen, first of all, I'm questioning God.
Right. I was just about to say that.
You want to be serious? The prayers ain't really helpful right now because I'm like, God, what is you on right now?
It does. I feel like I shouldn't say this is for everybody, but I know certainly we went through this with Jay. We talked a little bit about this even on the Gin Juice podcast, but going through death and especially with someone like really close to you, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be, but someone really close to you or an opportunity was given for you to like pray them, you know, attempt to like pray for their healing. When that's not done, there is a moment where you are wondering what these prayers for.
Listen,
who am I talking to? And is he picking up the line? Yes or no? I need
to
understand.
Or not? Because I'm trying to tell what I want.
Because I promised I'm here. I'm present and accounted for. Jesus, where are you?
Lexi said she was in such a weird space with God because she prayed for healing. She
so was down the aisle. I don't want to say her name on here, but Sister Kay. Mm-hmm, in mm-hmm. Washington, that lost her husband. I think praying, that's so. Yes,
rejoicing. He's already done it.
And I think seeing thoughts and prayers, or you know, my prayers are with you, or whatever. You may feel like, well, I hope they reach him because mine didn't.
Mm-hmm. God don't make no mistakes. Are you sure?
Hey,
I actually know somebody.
You know, God don't make me, man, shut up.
I agree with that. I actually don't always agree with everything happens for a reason either.
You don't want
this
hear,
might be controversial, but.
Listen,
I actually don't believe everything happens for
the pastor had the perfect sermon for that. I can't remember exactly what he said, but talking about everything doesn't happen for a reason, but he's there to help you through what does. Or so the way he worded it, I was like, it makes a lot of sense.
Well, the thing is, I think Sandy said this too, and I was going to say this. She said God don't mind people questioning him at all. If you read the Bible,
it's we be minding.
Yeah, there's multiple examples. Jesus himself, nearing the cross, was like,
"You sure?"
I'm saying, like, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me.
Correct.
Nevertheless,
is that nevertheless?
That nevertheless. Is that but nevertheless? That first feeling was like, you know what I'm saying? I feel you that you want me to do this. But if you don't want to, I just want to
make it abundantly clear that I don't have to do this.
Right. Never, you know what I'm saying? Nevertheless, it's him coming back to God's sovereignty and all that stuff. But that humanity was like, I don't really want to do the cross per se.
Right. Imagine the actual conversation.
Right.
Everything in the Bible's output, where it's been rewritten. You got this black dude with dreadlocks. Yeah. Right. Talking to him about like, ain't no way.
Ain't no way, man.
Man, to hell with these punk ass people. They don't appreciate shit. No way.
Marcus is like, that's my Jesus. He be talking strong.
Y'all forgot Jesus was flipping tables. It was a whole 20-year span where the Bible didn't talk about his life. He was up to some stuff. He went from baby to 33. Come on.
Let's just pick this up right here.
Because he been acting up.
Jesus doing push-up competition. It's Big JC.
But yeah. Death will definitely make you, is a sobering reality that somehow it escapes us until it hits us due to someone being close to us.
Yeah.
You know, we live each day. We over here dressed all nice, looking cute, live streaming. And then one day it doesn't matter.
I think about that all the time. Like how much. So I was reading this book on energy, managing your energy during the pandemic. And the guy was saying that you're not busy all the time. You just prioritize what's important to you. Mm-hmm. So he was saying his son come to bother him when he's working. He's like, I'm busy. He's like, hey, can you play with me? I'm busy. And he's like, I can't play with you right now. I'm busy. And he's saying he doesn't have time. He said, now, if his son came and obviously had broken his arm and, you know, blood is gushing, he now has time. Mm-hmm. Because now that is more important. Mm-hmm. That takes priority over what he's doing. So his point was your priorities change. Yeah. And death has a funny way of readjusting your priorities to where nothing matters but the thing that is right in front of you.
You were burping somebody, moment. Huh?
Yeah, I don't burp nearly as much as you.
You were burping something. You didn't burp 50 times this whole podcast.
Because I don't have all that La Croix. I was the second burp really undermined my whole point. Yes. I said, you burp. No.
So I think the moral of the story is Melissa preached in Dallas.
Preached down at the Potter's house.
We talked a little bit, and it was very good. I had something I wanted to say about the priorities things, but it's a wrap. It's fine. I think we done.
All right.
I don't. We didn't get to know things, but I think this was an excellent conversation.
Yeah, it's good. I'm so glad. Sad this podcast is going away.
Did you tell him that it stung a little bit?
I told him every time. I'm not going to say it again. And today somebody said, why can't Greg just replace Kev?
Hello? It hurts Kevin's feelings.
I don't care. Just keep saying it. The more y'all say it, I'll cancel more podcasts.
No, you won't.
There won't be no more podcasts. I'll turn the lights off right now.
The thing is, he'll cancel it and reshuffle people, and it'll be the same podcast yet again.
Be the beautiful and the ball.
We sitting and over then there.
Put the camera on this side. Y'all gonna
bring the bricks from here to the thing. Put one right here. Y'all
gonna see Josh in the
show. That's what you get.
Beautiful thing about balds. Saw that on the internet, brothers.
That's funny. I got it. All right. That's it. That's all.
I'll be here.
No. Are we shooting next week?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, you get back.
Yeah, we get back on Monday. Y'all shot for next week?
Shot for next week. Yeah, we did. We shot for this week.
Yeah, I was about to say, I asked you before we started.
We sure did shoot for this
week. Okay, so yeah, we'll be back in here, but we will be doing, what's the order? Here's the thing, The Ball and the Beautiful and Gin and Juice will come
on
here
Tuesday.
On Tuesday, because we'll be out on Monday. Well, we'll be coming back on Monday. It don't matter. All right, y'all, bye.
Bye.
Deuces.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Emoji moment from Mark, who writes, I just want to thank you for making GLP-1s affordable. What would have been over $1,000 a month is just $99 a month with Mochi. Money shouldn't be a barrier to healthy weight. 3 months in, and I have smaller jeans and a bigger wallet. You're the best. Thanks, Mark. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Mark is a Mochi member compensated for his story.